everybody. This is the Young Americans Radio Show. We're students from the University of Georgia studying here in Cortona for an abroad program. My name is Chloe. I'm from New York.
My name's Maddie. I'm from Georgia.
I'm Angelica, and I'm also from Georgia.
And today we've all worked really hard to compile a list of songs that remind us of, like, taking long drives or getting ready to go to a party. Songs that you kind of listen to with your friends when you know the night is going to be good, or if the night already has been really good. Just really good and happy songs. The first song we're going to be playing for you tonight is Dancing Queen by ABBA. I love the Dancing Queen song so much. I think it's the easiest song to dance to in the world. I probably, every single party we go to, I dance at it.
I recently watched Mamma Mia, which is like all ABBA soundtrack, and it changed my life.
For the first time?
For the first, wow. Last summer, for wow. The first time, because it was on Netflix. And I love all the ABBA songs because of Mamma Mia.
There's this one part, it's the, don't go changing your emotions, where they're using the flippers in the water. It terrified me as a kid for some reason. I was horrified of what I saw.
I was horrified.
Next up, we have one of the best songs ever written, I think. Like,
in the world.
In modern history. So, Mr. Brightside.
Coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss, how did it end up like this? It was only a kiss, it was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep, and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke, and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed, and my stomach is sick, and it's all in my head. But she's touching his chest. Now he takes off her dress. Now let me go. And I just can't look, it's killing me. And taking control. Jealousy, turning saints into the sea. Swimming through sick lullabies, choking on your alibis. But it's just the price I pay. Destiny is calling me. Open up my eager eyes, 'cause I'm Mr. Brightside.
Was the staple of when I was 14 years old. And again, recently, we started listening to it again at house parties we have at my college up in New York, St. Lawrence. And it's such a hit with all of like the people our age, which is like 19 to 21. And when this song came on, I was standing on a wooden floor and I wasn't moving, but it felt like a trampoline. I felt the floor bouncing beneath me, like my feet were almost leaving the ground with everybody dancing.
It gets people very excited.
It gets people incredibly excited.
Yeah, the beat, you can easily jump to it.
It's the perfect jumping beat.
Yeah, and you wave your hand like you're patting the air down. Yeah. Like jumping and patting the air.
Next we have an older song, but again, I feel like you could easily jump up and down to it.
Mm-hmm. It's Come On Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
I love that everybody knows that song, but I don't think anybody knows all the words to that song. So when it comes on, you're just kind of like singing half of it. You know, so it's just, you're trying your best. I remember we listened to that on the way back from my senior prom, and it was very sweet. I think there were 8 of us in one car. There were some people in the trunk. It was fine. Come on, Aileen's fine. It was beautiful.
That's how it is at prom. You just fit as many people in the car because
You,
usually there's that one friend that knows how to drive and has their license at the time. Did you go to both senior and junior proms?
Yes, and I went as a sophomore.
Oh!
I thought that was illegal.
No, I got it.
if you went as a sophomore, you were like elite.
You were cool.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love prom. I love school dances. We actually are doing a school dance tomorrow night. It's like a Valentine's Day dance. It's just with like the 19 students here studying in Crotona, study abroad. So
it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. We bought balloons.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. So next up is Uptown Girl by Billy Joel.
Was by Billy Joel, and I actually got the chance to go see him for my birthday, my 21st birthday, right before I came abroad. And 21 is kind of a big deal because we're not legally allowed to drink alcohol before then. And it was at Madison Square Gardens, and it holds it holds like 20,000 people. It was the most people I have ever seen in one place. And there was a really cute couple in front of us, and they were like swaying along to Uptown Girl. It was a guy and his girlfriend. It was really, really sweet. I didn't even care that they were blocking my view.
That's so sweet.
But it was heartwarming, yeah. And so I love that song. I love Billy Joel. It
brings people together.
It really does, yeah.
And you were at Madison Square Garden.
And I was at Madison Square Garden, which I don't usually like the city. I am from New York, but I'm not from the city. I'm from a very small town. The city is astoundingly large. I can't even believe how many people are in it. It's incredible. Like, the skyscrapers are so tall, they go up past the clouds.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. I come from, like, a suburban town.
Yeah,
so
same.
I get a little country and a little city in the middle there. So this next song, Three Nights by Dawn Blaine.
At the motel under street lights in the city palm. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up. Feel like the least of all your problems. You can reach me if you wanna stay up tonight. Stay up at night. When green lights in your body language seems like you could use a little company from me. But if you got everything they figured out like you say, don't waste a minute, don't wait a minute. It's only a matter of time for you to tell me now. Cause I've been up for 3 nights at the motel under street lights in the city palm. Call me what you want when you want if you want. Call me names if you call me up.
Call me up.
3 nights at the motel under street lights in the city. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up.
I can't fix each and all your problems. I'm no good with names and faces. She sent me naked pictures from my neck down to the waist. I get my feelings involved. She stopped returning my calls. Floods turning to walls and barricades. And I'm too fucked up. And not every long day is a bad one. I can't make you call, make you stay, take you off the pedestal. So I get lost in my music, watching movies, talking to the walls in my room, walking through the halls in my head, just trying to make sure it all makes sense. I ain't made of money, maybe someday you can take it from me. I'm up too late thinking about you. Been in my for
3 nights at the motel under street lights in the city. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up.
Call me up.
3 nights at the motel under street lights in the city. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up.
So that song really reminds me of, like, getting ready with my friends, about to, like, go out, go party or whatever. And it's actually one of my friends', like, number one song, like, on Spotify. Mm-hmm. You know how they give you, like
most listened to?
Yeah. So we definitely listen to it a lot. And listening to that song just gave me, like, home vibes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, aww.
It's definitely a thing at home. We're both from Georgia. And the University of Georgia, yeah. It's like every weekend, we're gonna go out, we're gonna listen to music first.
Yeah, you have to get ready while listening to music.
Yeah. That's a thing.
It's part of the ritual.
It is. It's part of the ritual.
What's it like in New York?
In New York, so it's a little bit different because we don't really have, at the college I go to, there aren't a lot of bars for us to go out to or clubs for us to go out to. It's a very small town. And so it's kind of interesting because we get ready upstairs and we play the music upstairs and then we go downstairs into the common room and it's the same music, except now we're dancing instead of like putting on makeup and getting ready.
Oh, that's where the party is.
The party is, I go down two flights of stairs into my common room and sometimes my kitchen.
Instead of going downtown, you go downstairs.
Instead of going downtown, I go downstairs.
Yes.
And the winter doesn't help with the wanting to stay inside. I'm like right up near Canada. The winters are absolutely brutal. So even like with some like alcohol in your system, it is a terrible trip to even think about stepping outside. So most people kind of stay in their houses and just with the maybe like 20 people they live with, and like that's the party for the night.
Yeah. No, it's super warm in Georgia. It's kind of it's the same weather as it is in Crotona, I think.
So I think so too.
It's cold around like January, February, March, but then
it's hot the rest for of a the, long time.
Yeah, rest of the time you can wear short sleeves. You're good. Yeah.
I live somewhere where the air hurts your face if you step out. It's I don't know why people chose to live up there, but I guess I did too. So joke's on me.
Next up, we have Watermelon Sugar by the one and only Harry Styles.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't.
Actually playing that song to get ready when we were in Rome a few weeks ago.
Yes, I was like, can I play some music? And I immediately put on Watermelon Sugar, and I was listening to it like 5 times a day before I left to come here to Italy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I know, she's playing that song. I'm actually seeing him later this year. In July.
He's coming twice in Atlanta.
He
which is.
Is
where we live.
I'm trying to go twice, but we'll see. That's like the only reason I'm ready. Like, that's the only thing I'll go home for.
You think Harry Styles?
Yeah. We leave from Cortona in April, and I'll see him a little after that, and that's like the only reason I'm going home.
Do you think he'll give 2 different performances?
Oh, probably not.
Okay. You probably just want to experience it twice.
Yeah, just twice.
I understand.
Yeah. It'd be fun.
So this next song is called Water Me by Lizzo.
I am free, yeah, yeah, come water me, oh, oh.
Lizzo, and I think if you listen to any song by Lizzo while you're getting ready, you are hyped and you are ready for the night.
Definitely.
Yeah. So also, whenever I listen to this song and it's like, water me, I feel like I'm a plant and like someone's watering me and I'm like blossoming.
Do you have a lot of plants in like your dorm room?
Yes, I do. I think it was six plants.
Six
wow. plants. Yeah, I had like four in my bedroom and then an aloe plant mm-hmm. in the kitchen. And then I had this huge plant in the living room.
That's spectacular. I don't mean to one-up you or make this a competition, but I had 12 plants.
No, I had 12 plants.
I forgot to water practically all of them, but they were quite hardy, which is good. Like, they're alive, they're fine. But it was touch and go for a minute there.
I had a fake plant.
Oh.
Did you water it?
No. So.
I actually bought a plant in Crotona and I have it on the window just to, you know, like bring some color into the room.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to put posters on our walls. So
We're living in a very old building.
Yes. So. Yeah.
The plant is a really good idea. I was thinking about going back and buying a plant to put on my windowsill as well.
Yeah. And then after the program, like at the end of the program, we can take our plants that we bought and just plant them back into like the gardens around the campus. So it'll go somewhere right after mm-hmm. when we're done. So
that's really beautiful.
Yes.
Next up is Frankie Valli and Four Seasons, December 1963.
Oh, what a night.
that song we always play like on the way home from anything, from a party, from a function, from the grocery store. Like we,
it's a nice cool down.
Yeah, me and friends just always play it. It's so sweet. Or like the best is when it comes on at the skating rink.
At the skating rink?
Yeah, we go roller skating a lot at home.
Wait, if you go on like Tuesday nights, it's Tuesday like a dollar.
Yeah, it's yeah. really cheap. We always yeah. go Tuesday nights, and whenever that song comes on, we just lose it. It's so good.
The last time I went to a skating rink, it was me, my cousin, my little sister, and my little sister's boyfriend, and he ended up breaking his finger right before we went in. He closed the car door on it. But and so it was really upsetting because he's like, no, you guys keep skating. And so all of us were skating around the circle and we would take turns coming off and like checking on him, but then going back and keep skating around and around because we had already paid.
So he didn't hurt it skating. He hurt it before skating.
He paid to skate. He then hurt his finger.
Incredible.
And then he did not skate. He had this, I think he still had the skate shoes on though. So he was just kind of sitting there.
The skate shoes, you mean?
The roller skates? The roller skates, yeah, the roller skates, the roller blades. But there was one worker there who was incredibly good at rollerblading. And for whatever reason, he was always right behind me. Mm. And he would always, like, zoom out and, like, cut in front of me. I don't know if it was an intimidation tactic.
He was showing off.
I think it was either that. But in my head, I was picturing him, like, being like, this is my skating rink. Like, you know, this is my area.
My rink.
Because I consider myself to be pretty good at rollerblading. And I think he saw that I was somewhat competent and he needed to kind of assert his dominance.
Yeah.
In elementary school, it was like a 12-month period and I broke both my wrists separate times while roller skating. Like I went roller skating, broke my wrist, recovered, went roller skating again, broke my other wrist.
The first time didn't ruin roller skating for you?
Well, after that, my mom was like, you're never allowed to roller skate.
I've never had any roller skating injuries, so maybe listen to Frankie Valli when you skate.
Yeah.
And you'll
okay.
be safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the trick.
This next song is definitely still a party song, but I'd say it's like an angsty party song. Mm-hmm. And it's Townie.
Love.
She is one of my favorite singers, and I got to see her in Athens last year, actually. She came to the 40 Watt Club.
All the artists go to 40 Watt.
I know. This teeny tiny all little the place. Best,
yes.
And it was so cool.
I did silent disco at 40 Watt one time.
Oh.
Silent disco is where everyone has headphones and everyone's listening to either, like, it's like four stations. So there's a song playing for, like, four different songs playing on different stations. And everyone's just listening to their own type of music.
Yeah.
But all together wearing headphones.
That's really creative.
Yeah. I've never been to one, but I think they do a lot in Athens.
Mm-hmm. So I really like creative parties like that up where I go to college because we don't really go out to like clubs or like out to bars a whole lot. We tend to get a bit creative. And so a lot of our parties like have a theme, which Mitski reminds me, we do have an angst theme, which is like when we were all 14 and we hated our parents and we wore dark eyeshadow and like dark clothes and we all went downstairs and we pretended like, you know, the world was against us again. So it was really fun to like be back in that like teenage mindset. Another one of my favorite ideas our house has done as a party, we did Pirates versus Cowboys. And so half of our house, there's about 20 kids in my house, half of us dressed up as pirates and half of us dressed up as cowboys. And we did different events that night, different challenges, kind of themed around pirates and cowboys. And there was a point system to see who would win at the end of the night.
Who won?
Who won? Yeah, you're not going to believe me. It was a tie.
What? You needed to do another competition.
Yeah, I'm going to do another one this next year, and I know that pirates will prevail. I'm team pirate all the way.
I'm team cowboy. I think I'm more of a cowboy.
Maddie?
I don't know.
You have to choose.
I think maybe pirate.
Okay, so there are two pirates in this room, one cowboy.
All right, this next song is Tonight Tonight by Hot Shelly Ray.
It's been a really, really messed up week. 7 days of torture, 7 days of bitter. And my girlfriend went and cheated on me. She's a California dime, but it's time for me to quit her. La, 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 whatever. La, 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 it doesn't matter. La, 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 oh well. La, 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 we're going at it tonight. Tonight, there's a party on the rooftop, top of the world. Tonight, tonight, and we're dancing on the edge of the Hollywood sign. I don't know if I'll make it, but watch how good I'll fake it. It's alright, alright, tonight, tonight. I woke up with a strange tattoo. Not sure how I got it, not a dollar in my pocket. And it kinda looks just like you. Mixed with that Galifianakis. Huh. La, 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 whatever. La, 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 it doesn't matter. La, 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 oh well. La, 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 we're going at it tonight. Drop the beat down. It's my party. Dance if I want to. We can get crazy. Let it all out. Just don't stop. Let's keep the beat bumping. Keep the beat up. Let's drop the beat down. It's my party. Dance if I want to. We can get crazy. Let it all out. It's you and me and we're running this town. And it's me and you and we're shaking the ground. And ain't nobody gonna tell us to go. Cause this is our show. Everybody.
that music peaked when that song came out. I think it's the best.
I can't picture somebody's face mixed with Zach Galifianakis, though.
Yeah,
it's the hardest part of the
song.
That
part always gets me. And when it came out, I was too young. I didn't know who Zach Galifianakis was.
Who is this man with this crazy name?
He was just the guy from the Hot Shell Ray song, so.
Right, right.
Wait, I'm embarrassed. Who is he?
I actually don't know either.
He's the guy from the Hot Shell Ray song.
But what else does he do?
I don't know.
What?
So he's only got one thing. Yeah, that song was so big. I remember being, I think, like 12 and listening to it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, tonight I'm 12 years old.
But
I'm
going to
go party.
Yeah, tonight I'm 12.
And I proceeded to like sit down and watch Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you do when you're 12? I don't even...
Not too much. Go to school.
Play on Webkinz.
You watch movies?
I'm sure some 12-year-olds. I bet there's a 12-year-old out there who really did have a good party life, but it certainly wasn't me.
That song was just for them.
It was just for them, that one kid.
We were also too young for Kesha.
Everybody was too young for Kesha. Nobody was ready.
I think I was like 10 when Kesha was big.
And I love Kesha so much. I always say that my favorite historical women are Joan of Arc and Kesha.
Yeah, that's it.
Those are the two, yeah. And so actually, up next is a song by Kesha called TikTok.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones. Drop top and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties, trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop, no. But I'm already here. And now the dudes are lining up, cause they hear we got swagger. But we kick them to the curb unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk. Boys try to touch my junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk. Nah, we go until they kick us out. Out of the police, shut us down. Police, shut us down. Po, shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ.
Absolutely love Kesha, as I've stated before, And actually, this song really reminds me. I know what I did when I was 12, and it was Just Dance with the Wemo.
Yes.
And my two songs that I would get perfect on every time was Kesha's TikTok and Ra Ra Rasputin.
Yep.
Which is a song I still listen to this day. It almost made this playlist, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, we couldn't go out and listen to Kesha, but we could stay in.
We could stay in
and dance to Just Dance Kesha.
So. And all the Wii games were so good. Like the bowling, you could bowl, you could play tennis.
Did you ever trick yourself into thinking you were an athlete because you were good at Wii tennis?
At Wii Sports.
At Wii Sports.
Yes. Oh yeah, I exercise. I play Wii tennis.
Yeah. I would brag about it. When I actually went bowling in real life, I would think that somehow the Wii skills translated to...
It did.
I don't know about that because I was really bad at bowling. I needed the bumpers up. Just so I wouldn't fall into the gutter.
I always have the bumpers up.
Yeah, bumpers.
Definitely. I still have the bumpers up.
Okay, next up is Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Listened to this song about 10 times from coming to study abroad in Crotona, because there's this one guy in our program, Mike, he plays this song all the time.
All the time.
And I didn't realize how much I loved it until this program.
He forced it upon you.
He really did. Yeah. And I'm all for it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of songs in my library like that where initially I didn't like it, but I listened to it for long enough.
Yeah. And I just love everyone in the program. Everyone there is just so nice and so friendly. And I feel like we're all here to enjoy Italy and enjoy art. And
it's been great.
Yeah. What are your favorite parts about Italy so far?
I think for me, there was a lot of apprehension involved about going abroad for such a long time. It's quite a scary thing.
3 months.
Yeah. But I mean, I got here and I actually haven't felt homesick yet because I feel such like a connection and such a, like a love from Cortona.
Yeah.
Just, I know this is maybe kind of lame, but even in the buildings or even in just people who are willing to say like good morning, like ciao, it feels really good to be here.
Yeah, and you have to say ciao. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone's so nice.
Everyone is so nice, yeah.
I haven't gotten homesick either.
Me neither.
And I thought I would have by now, yeah.
I think I would have anywhere else, but Cortona's been just so kind to us so far.
So welcoming, yeah.
So welcoming.
And it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot believe people live here and
I know.
Have this view every day. And
I feel like I'm in a movie.
I know, it's amazing. All right, we're going to end with an absolute classic from the Jonas Brothers, and it's Burning Up.